Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel, with sunny skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, the temperatures are mild, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran claims to strike U.S.-linked targets and warns Gulf states not to aid attacks, according to a statement from Iran's foreign ministry. That's from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, night fire, accusations, and threats as a ceasefire holds despite U.S.-Iran strikes. This headline comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. has struck Iranian military sites after a drone attack on a commercial vessel. CENTCOM stated the strikes targeted missile, drone, and radar facilities. This report is from JNS earlier today. Separately, Bahrain condemns the Iranian drone attack on its territory. That's from I-24 News, coming in now. And finally, Vodafone stands down a worker over an anti-Semitism claim. The company disputes key claims, yet a Jewish woman praises its response. This is reported by Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, posting just minutes ago, highlighted that night fire and accusations continue amidst the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. I24NEWS English, posting earlier today, noted that Bahrain is charging Tehran with violating sovereignty and ceasefire commitments. Ariel Osseran, a regional analyst, reported earlier today that Bahrain accuses Tehran of undermining peace efforts and destabilizing security. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the escalating tensions between Iran and the United States. Iran claims to have struck U.S.-linked targets and warned Gulf states not to assist in further attacks. This comes after the U.S. reportedly coordinated with Lebanon, according to the Jerusalem Post. The situation remains volatile, potentially impacting regional stability. Turning to the U.S. military response, CENTCOM confirmed that it targeted Iranian military sites. This action followed an Iranian drone attack on a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, according to JNS. The U.S. aims to deter further aggression, but the response risks further escalation. Meanwhile, Bahrain is condemning the Iranian drone attack on its territory. I-24 News reports that Bahrain sees this as a breach of sovereignty and peace efforts. The condemnation reflects broader regional concerns about Iran's actions. Also, the ceasefire holds despite recent U.S.-Iran strikes. Ynet describes night fire and accusations, showing the fragile nature of the current peace. Continued dialogue will be crucial to prevent further conflict. And finally, in a different sphere, Vodafone has stood down an employee over anti-Semitism claims. The Australian Jewish News says the company disputes key accusations, but has received praise for its response. This incident highlights ongoing concerns about discrimination in the workplace. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel risks losing energy independence within 2 decades. The state controller warns of issues with gas reserves and planning. That's from Ynet Business in earlier reporting. Separately, Israel's risk premium has fallen sharply. Globes reports this follows a potential agreement between the U.S. and Iran, reaching unprecedented levels. And finally, Asaf Rappaport's 2026 deal spree is expanding his AI investment map. CTEC details his investments in memory layers, identity security, and defense systems. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.